Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Vav and Maseches Ksubis. We are on Pei Hei Amud Beis, second last skinny line. Last thing we discussed was a little bit of Shuta D'Daini, which is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, exactly how arbitrary is that power that Beis Din has. And now we continue and a busy daf coming up today. Amar Lei Rava Brei D'Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rava said D'Rav Chiya Bar Avin. The son of Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Let me tell you something very nice that your father used to say. Shmuel says an amazing halacha. Somebody sells a shtarchov to his friend. I have a shtarchov that says Reuven owes me $100, and I sell it to my friend. I'm allowed to do that, and then I'm mochel it. I sell it to my friend, and then I'm mochel it. So all of a sudden, my friend, the buyer, could he do anything? Machol, the mechila works. The mechila works, and the loan is no longer collectible. We're going to learn later on that I'm going to have to pay because I caused him a loss. But in terms of the mechila, if I sell a shtarchov and I go and mochel it, so then the mechila works. Va'afilu yoresh mochel, and even a yoresh can be mochel. The yoresh of the malva, if the malva dies, the yoresh be mochel as well. If the father sold the shtarchov. Even though that's true, I heard from your father, Mo de Shmuel b'machnesa shtarchov l'bayla. If the woman brings in a shtarchov to her husband, the chazra u'machalto, and then she goes and is mochel, as she'ena mochel. In that case, the husband and wife, she's not, do not have the merit to be mochel, v'pnei she'yado k'yado, because his hand is like her hand. He has the same powers, therefore that's different. He is a partial owner, and she is not able to sell it. So this is a major discussion in the Rishonim, Mechiras Shtarchov and Mechila Shtarchov. Why is it that I'm allowed to be mochel? If I sell the Shtarchov to my friend, then I'm mochel. Why can I be mochel? It's my friend's zchus now, and the Shmuel says that I'm allowed to be mochel. So there are a number of different opinions given in the Rishonim. The Tosfos here, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, has one opinion. The Shita is really known as the Shita's Rambam. Even though Tosfos here says B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, there's a different Rabbeinu Tam that's known for Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, Kinyan Shtaros Midivrei Sofrim. Aval Min HaTorah Ein HaRayos Niknos El Aguf HaDavar Kone Bovad. Selling the shtar is only midirabanan, says the Rambam. Lefichach, therefore, if you sell a shtar chov and you're mochelit, the mechila works. That's the shita of Rambam. Mechir shtar is midirabanan. It's only midirabanan, you can be mochelit. And that's what Tosfos here on a mocher seems to say, that appears according to Rabbi Tam, that it is midirabanan. Why is it only midirabanan? Why is it only midirabanan? So Tosfos and Baba Basra says, because it's not really brishuscha. Just like you can't sell or be makdish something that's not brishuscha. So too, if somebody has something of yours, so too, here, what's the Bershuscha? Just the shtar, but what you owe and the money that's owed and the land that's meshubed, that is not really in your Rishus, therefore you cannot sell it. The Ron's Lashon is in Gufo Mamon. Right? It's not something tangible. You can sell it, it's not you're selling the piece of paper, but therefore, that's why it's only Durabanan. So there's a major problem with the Shita two problems. One we'll deal with, one we won't deal with. One is that there are other Gemaras that seem to be Mashmitz Daraisa, that there's a Pasuk that has to come to teach me that there's no Ona'a by Mechira Shtaris, so why would there be a Pasuk teaching me that if you can't sell it on a Daraisa level? That's one problem we won't deal with. But what we will deal with is the question of Rabbi Elchanan and others. And that is, so what that is Durabanan? We have a number of kinyanim that are Durabanan in nature that achieve a level of Daraisa. The result is Daraisa. Kinyan Meshicha, says Rabbi Elchanan. Kinyan Meshicha is a kinyan Durabanan. Chalipin, according to the Radvaz. Where's Chalipin learned out from? Pasuk in Rus. Pasuk in Rus learns out Chalipin. So that's Durabanan. So sometimes you have kinyan of Durabanan. There's one Gersa according to the Rambam, Magani Vilchus Ishus. Famous discussion about Kinyan Kesef, Kiddush Kesef. Maybe that's Medivri Sofer, is that Durabanan or not. But either way, you find sometimes Kinyanim that are Durabanan that achieve a result of Daraisa. So why all of a sudden here, if it's a Kinyan Durabanan, do we say there's something different about it? So Bukhanan explains in Baba Basra, Tuf Kuf Tezvav, there's a big difference. By the other Kinyanim, the object involved is subject to Kinyanim Daraisa. It's just that the mechanism that you're using is Durabanan. So that's where the Rabbanan could say, our mechanism can have the Daraisa effects. But if the object involved is not subject to kinyanim de'oraisa, so then that's even worse. B'shtaras ha'griusa hu b'hachefetz she'enu davar ha'nikneklau mi de'oraisa. And that's why it's even worse. That's why it's even worse, and that's what the Rambam would, and that's what the Rambam would say. Okay, so that is all reason number one. Why is mechir shtaris? Why can he be mochelit? Because mechir shtaris is drabon. The other shita, and that is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, not Rabbeinu Tam and our Tosfos here. Rabbeinu Tam here quoted in the Rush and the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam comes up with the following chiddush. Af of a mochir shtarchov is on mem dal rabbeis in the Dafi Arif. You are going to do mechila lefisha shnei shibudim yesh lo malva al halove. The malva has two shibudim on the love. Two types of shibudim, two types of obligations that the love has to the malva. Shibud gufo shalove shehu mechuyev lefroa v'hu ikra shibud. Shibud aguf, his body, literally his mahus, he is a love to the malva. And number two, shibud nechasav. His money is owed to the malve. Shibud nechasim and shibud aguf. What's subject to sale? Only shibud nechasim. You can't sell a shibud aguf. That's personal. If I lend you money, then the shibud aguf is mine. Shibud nechasim I could sell. So I sold you the shibud nechasim. But when I'm ochel the shibud aguf. A shibud nechasim cannot exist without the shibud aguf, says the Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore the shibud nechasim just falls away. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, shnei shibudim yesh lo lamalva al halove. You can only sell the shibud nechasim. You can keep the shibud aguf, and you can be mochel. Once you're mochel, the shibud aguf disappears. The shibud nechasim is just an outgrowth of the shibud aguf, and therefore that's why it works. Elu div Rabbeinu Tam. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. There is a shita of the Ravid, which Reb Chaim thinks is Rabbeinu Tam also, agrees with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ravid on that Rambam that we read before argues that he says, no, I don't think the reason is Drabanan, but I think it's just because the Lovik could tell the buyer, I am not your, I'm the Labal Dvarim Didiyat. I'm not the one, you're not the one that I borrowed from. Lov Amar Lo Keach, Ani Lo Shibati Luchas Atzmi. Right? I would not mishalim myself to you. So what does that mean? So Reb Chaim thinks that this is he's saying the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no shibud aguf in between them, and therefore it could just disappear. Okay, so those are at least two, maybe three approaches to the issue of mechilas hashtar. So you sell shachov to achvero machal y, as we just discussed. But the Gemara says that Shmuel admits that if the wife brings in shtaris, so then she cannot be mochel because yado ki yada. So asks the Ritva, fine, according to the Rambam and according maybe to the Rif, that Mechir Sharis is Durabanan, I understand why the wife wouldn't have any power. Why? Because the husband gets the wife's property, mi Durabanan, so therefore he can prevent it from occurring. But according to the other Rishonim, let's hear a bit of Tam, that Mechir Sharis really inherently is a Din Dal Raisa, until you're Mochel. If it's a Din Dal Raisa, so why should the husband have any power? His koach in the Nechasim of the wife is on a Durabanan level. He eats Paris, Durabanan, Takana. So ask the Ritva, so why should it be, why is it that the husband should be able to hold back the wife? It's Durabanan, and you can sell the shahar to the Raisa level. So says the Ritva, V'yeshlomer da'almua Rabbanan l'shibudei de'baal. V'samo yado ki yada ki'ilu zacha min ha-Torah v'hefker bezin hefker. That's the Ritva's lashon. That the Rabbanan gave the power up to the husband in the wife's property as if it's on a Raisa level. That's the shita of the Ritva. In order to explain those shitos, that say mechir shtaris is da'oraisa. Okay, that is, again, there's more to talk about, but we'll stop there for now. Mechir shtaris is drabanan or da'oraisa. Next, second to last line. Even she has a shibud aguf. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, how does it work? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you'll have to say, like the Ritva says, that the Chachamim were Ma'ale made it so strong that even where there is a shibud aguf, you know, maybe they made it that the shibud aguf also could transfer. Yado ki yada, there's Baal ki ishta, ishta ki baila. So there's something unique about that relationship. Right, Yadokia. Right, so the Rishonim say that this Yadokia is not taking a stand on the earlier machlokas. Yado adifa mi yada or Yadokiyada. Just regarding this, this is all you need. Kariftid Rav Nachman zavinte l'ksubasa betovas hana. A relative of Rav Nachman sold her ksuba betovas hana. What does tovas hana mean? It means when a woman sells the rights to collect her ksuba, the buyer is taking a risk. because maybe she'll die first, and then the ksuba will never be collectible. So she can't sell it for a high price, she'll sell it for a low price. Topasana. So she sells her ksuba, igrisha, she gets divorced. So at that moment, stop time, so now it's collectible by the buyer. But before he gets to collect, shechiva, the woman dies. The woman dies. Now the buyer is coming to collect from the Yarshim. Also, katavala labarta. So the Yarshim are coming to the daughter to try to get the nechasim, and the Rush points out that the husband must have died also, because the husband's not around, because you go to the husband. So both of them died, so they want to get, so this buyer is going to the daughter. So Amalahu Rav Nachman, Leka Delisvalaitza, Rav Nachman says to his relative, why doesn't somebody give her some good advice? Tezel v'tech l'luxubasa de'ima. Lagabe avua. Why don't the Yarshim mochel? Why aren't they mochel l'ksuba? They mochel l'ksuba, and therefore the ksuba is there. They're like bali chobos now. They'll be mochel l'ksuba, so then it'll totally dissipate. V'tirsa minei, and then all the nechasim will go to the father. He won't have to pay, and then they'll yarshit it. Then they'll yarshit all the stuff. So says Rav Nachman, no, isn't that a good idea? So that the buyer won't have any rights to it. Shama Azla Achilte. So she heard about it, the daughter heard about it. She says, oh, that's a good idea. She was Mocheles. Amar Rav Nachman, same as we had before in the name of Rav Yochanan. Asino Asmino Karche Yadim. Oh, I'm very upset. What did I do? I made myself as if I was supporting one side of the parties, like Orche Yadim, which we discussed a few weeks ago with Nachman Dalit about lawyers. Meikar Maisavar, the Basav Maisavar. What was his change of heart? Meikar Savar Umi Psarchalo Tisaleim. Originally, he felt that you have a special obligation to your relative, which is true, to help out your relative. Ulubasov Savar Adam Chashev Shaini. And at the end he felt Adam Chashev is different. Meaning, Rashi explains, though he here is helping out his relatives, other people might do it in general, that not even limited to relatives. And that would be inappropriate. Okay, next large discussion of today. First one was Mechilas Darchov. Next, yeah. What? Ksuba might be different in terms of what?
In terms of being able to be
mochel. It's still a balchov. Right now, at least you might have said, let's say, during the marriage, but right now it's collectible, after the husband died. So therefore it's collectible. That's why maybe now it's her, like Rav Chaim's chiyuv to be mechayiv, right now it's just the chiyuv. Okay. Gufa, two dots. I'm sorry. Can't rush there. Bikasha first. Question is, we're going to see in a couple of lines that if a person did this, I sold the shtar to you, and then I was mochelit, I'm chayiv to pay you. I'm chayiv to pay the buyer because I caused you damage. It's based on what's called garmi, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. I didn't damage you directly, but it was pretty direct. I damaged you. So ask the Rishonim here, ask Tosas on Tav, what did Rav Nachman help this woman? You know, so she saved it, so now she was mochel, and now she's going to yarshin the father. But she's going to have to pay the buyer anyway. So what did it help? She's going to have to pay. And according to most Rishonim, what do you have to pay? You have to pay the value that was written in the shtar. So what did it help? Tosfos says on top, Kashla Rabbi Yitzchak, Tamar Vicha. What did she profit? If she's going to have to pay anyway, so what difference does it make? If the buyer is going to collect the loan, or she'll be mochel, she'll yarshin everything, and then she'll have to pay, because she damaged. So there were a couple of answers given. Tosfos said, number one, V'yesh Befarshim, first skinny line, to Ketana Haisa. Maybe she was a Ketana. She was a Ketana. What does that mean? Kemoa Pautos, Matanasan Matana, V'lo Machayvim Dina Degarmi. Maybe she was a Tana. Maybe she was 11 years old. And therefore, her mechila will be significant, because on a Durabanan level, what a Tana is meaningless, what she does. No, but there's a Takana Durabanan that once they get to the age right before Godless, where they can understand and they know what they're talking about. So we say their matana works and their mechila works. So that's Takana's Pautos. So says Tosfos, maybe she's old enough to be mocheles, but she's not old enough to be chayiv for damages. She's a ketana. She doesn't have to pay for damages. So maybe that's what the case is talking about. That's why it's better if she's mochel, fine, she'll get it, and she won't have to pay. This answer number one is a discussion in the Ksos. The Ksos in Simon Samach Vav discusses whether, right, what was the basis of Tosa Shita here? That it's old enough for mechila, but not old enough for chayiv. But the Ksos says, what do you mean? This mechila is bavera, really. Right? What's happening here? She's mocheles, and had she been a gdola, she'd have to pay. So maybe, says the Ksos, Chazal were never misakein takanas peutos in a case where she's going to do an avera. So I don't know, Tosfos, she might not even get off the ground. Chazal made a din d'rabanan. You know, we want to help out these children. They're 11 years old. They have nobody else doing anything for them. So we're going to trust their sales. We're going to trust their gifts. We're going to trust their mechila. But maybe, says the Tosfos, that's only when they're not doing any avera. But here, what she's being mochel, and if she would be a gdola, she'd have to pay for this hezek that she's doing. So says the Ksos, who says this whole thing would work? Who says the hajul dina daraisa dei mechiras katan klum v'lo mechila so mahani? So says Tosfos, I think maybe it would be this. So the Ksos is not sure whether this answer of Tosfos would work. That is, but answer number one, what does it help? Maybe she's a ktana. Answer number two, Tosfos says, which is against other Rishonim, maybe when a person is mochel shtar, they don't have to pay the full value that was written in the shtar, which is against Rashi that we'll see, but it's maybe a lesser value. A lesser value, number two. And that's a second answer. A third answer, though, which is a chiddush of the Ramban quotes it here, and then we'll move on. Maybe the halacha of a person having to pay after being mochel is only by the person himself. But if it's a yoresh, he would not have to pay. That's too indirect. If I sell you a shtar that says Reuven owes me $100, and then I'm mochel it, I caused you a damage. That's what's called garmi, which we'll see in the Gemara in a second. But if the yoresh does it, they're one step removed, says the Rabban. They're not the real creditor. So that's why, says the Rabban, maybe they wouldn't be chayiv in that case. It's not exactly as direct. So says the Rabban, maybe you wouldn't be chayiv in that case by a yorish. Okay, three different answers. Two in Tosfos, one in the Rabban. You can look at another in the Ritva. Not for now. If the father did not die, who's mochel? The yorishim would be mochel to the father? The father owes it. The father, so they can be, okay, we don't want to get locked our suba. They could do that if they want. They could do that, yeah. Okay, next, Gufa, two dots. Omar Shmuel, again, quoting the din of Shmuel, which we discussed at length a few minutes ago. If I sell a shtarchov to my friend, and then all of a sudden I turn around and say, you don't have to pay back mochel, machol, the mechila works. I feel a yorish mochel, and even the yorish can't be mochel. Amar afuna breidur of Yeshua. And the chiddush of the Ramban is that Yerusha, yorish being mochel, is different than the person being mochel. Rafuna says in the name, Rafuna breidur of Yeshua says, v'pikeyahu, if the buyer is smart when he buys this shtarchov, what will he do? Mekarkish lezuze, he will literally shake money in front of the loveh, because of leshtara bishme, and he'll draw up a new shtar, right? Because he doesn't want to take the chance of the malva being mochel shtar, so he'll try to get another shtar written in his name, in his own name, and therefore there won't be any mechila that is possible. The Ritva here says that it would only have to be from the new date. Right, you can't start Shibuda from the previous date. Shibuda would have to start from the new date. That's what the Ritva seems to say. Period. Amar Amemar. Now Amemar says, now the sugya that is brought up here is the sugya of Garmi. What is Garmi? We know there's something called direct hezek. I go over to your car and I smash your headlight. That's mazik. And I'm chayev for that. Then there's something called grama, something that is indirect. I water my plants, and I water it so much, I put tons and tons of water on my plants, that the water goes from my field into your field and floods your basement. That's grama. That's grama. What did I do? I was watering my thing. I was negligent. I caused you damage. But that would probably be called grama, indirect damage. That's also usur. Grama b'nizagon is also usur. But you might be not so clear whether you'd be chayiv for that. Grama is in elsewhere in halacha too. You have grama in Hilchos Shabbos. You have grama in many places. But then you have, right in the middle, between grama and hezek, you have what's called garmi. Garmi, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir, don't eat into garmi. Rabbi Meir is chayev, says you're chayev for garmi. What's garmi? Garmi is, let's say I go over to your house and take all your shtaris, the Gemara Baba Kama says, that says Reuven owes you money, and I burn them. I burn your shtaris. So now you can no longer collect from these people who owe you. Did I damage you? Was it direct? It was pretty direct. But I didn't burn up your money, I burned up your shtaris, which say that you're owed money, so it's somewhere in the middle. That's the case of Garmi in the Gemara, one of the cases of Garmi. So the Gemara now is going to say that Mechila of a shtar is like that case. That's also Garmi. Amar Amemar, Ma the Donatina de Garmi, Magmi Bebe Shmar Ma'alya, the one who is Don, who holds of Garmi, collects the full value of the Shtar. That's what the Tosa says before. It sounds like from here, and Rashi here says it explicitly, that when you're Mochel Shtar, you have to pay the person the full amount that's written in the Shtar. One who does not don dina de garmi, he just the paper. The paper is the buyer's. That's it. Nothing else. Havi uvda v'kafi Rafram Ravashi. It happened once, and Rafram forced Ravashi. What does that mean? He convinced him so well in court. And he made him collect, meaning he made him pay every last detail. Kshur Litzalmi, Rashi explains, it's like a board that you buy to chisel out. You make sure it's very, very specific and very smooth. So just a mushal to say that he made him collect to the last penny. The Ramban has a whole sefer, Kudras Dinin Zagarmi. Ramban didn't write a sefer on many sugis and shas, but he wrote a whole sefer on Garmi. That's the Ramban in Kudras Dinin Zagarmi, is printed at the end of Seder Nezik. Shita Mekubetzes here asks three questions. Drita Kashas. He says, number one, what's the lashon of man de don dinin zagarmi, man de lo don dinin zagarmi? First of all, everybody passes Garmi. Everybody passes like Garmi. So what do you mean? Everybody holds Garmi. So what do you mean? Man de lo don. How could there be somebody who doesn't? Number two, what's the lashon of the da'in dina de garmi? Just say, kaimalon karibi mayor, and lo kaimalon karibi mayor. He's the one that's the source of garmi. Question two, what's the lashon of da'in and the lo da'in? And the third question is, what's the chiddush of this line? Obviously, theoretically, if you wouldn't hold of garmi, you would be potter in this case. So says the Ram, says the Shiva Gabbat, says really everybody holds of garmi. But there were some Amoraim that Lamaisa were nervous to paskin that way, to put it into practice. Of course, they held of it, but they wouldn't do it. Eleika de Donle Gadab Hirish, de Shomtenis Yidei Miladunkach, de Lo Samchi Anafshayu La Afuki Mamona Adibur Ba'alma, the Dam Yiladine Knossos, de Indon and Don Babava. They felt that it was like Knossos, that it wasn't, they weren't on the level of being done based on Garmi. It wasn't actual damage, it was Garmi, which is close to actual damage, so that's why they removed themselves, but it's not like they didn't paskin that way. That answers all the questions. That's everybody passes like Gomer, yes. But some were da'in, some were low da'in, and that explains the funny lashon also. Da'in, did they don lamaisa based on it or not? So that explains that lashon. And also that's the chiddush of the line. That's Shiva Kabetz's there, expands on it. Why he uses this lashon. Period. Now getting back to the topic that was discussed in our Mishnah. Haiman t'igalik subas isha ubal chov v'isle ar v'isle zuze. A man has to pay a ksuba. He got divorced, and he has creditors to pay. Also, he has some land. He has some money. So says the Gemara. Lo bal chov mazakin lebezuze. Give the money to the bal chov. Leisha mazakin lebaara, and to the woman give the land. Haiki dinei haiki dinei. Everything works out fine. V'lo ika ela chad ara v'lo chazi ela lachad. What if there's only one piece of land for everybody? Lo balchov yavin alei. You give it to the balchov. Leisha lo yavin alei. And you don't give it to the woman. Why? My taima yoseri masha ish rosa lisa isha rosa lihinase. More than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to be married. And therefore what? So it must be that even originally when she gets married, she kind of has the understanding that if it's not going to be enough money for me and a balchov, it's okay, I want to get married anyway. That's the yumdana. And therefore the balchov would be able to collect. Rashi points out that obviously we're talking about a case where both the shibudim are from the same day. Because if one of them, if she got married before the loan was given, then her shibud is first. So Rashi says it must be a case where dafka b'shtaris nechtavu b'yom echad. That's Rashi, number one. Tosfos though asks, Menachem is going to ask this because he gave the daf on Shabbos.
What about the Yarshim?
Who says he died here?
He didn't die.
We're talking about a Balchov and Ishim. He got divorced. Maybe there's no. But Tosfos asks, Akasha from Shabbos is daf. What does this Gemara say? If you have a choice between a Balchov and a woman, you give it to the Balchov because a woman wants to be married. But didn't we just say earlier on Yikash Lula, give it to the Koshel Shabahan? We had on Shabbos' daf. What did the Gemara say? You give it to the woman Mishum China. What does Mishum China mean? Back on daf, Pei Gimel. What does Pei China mean? So Rashi says, because she's going to be worried the whole time that she's going to lose her ksuba. What kind of marriage is that going to be? Or the Aruch on the side said the opposite. If she knows she's going to get something good at the end of the marriage, she's going to have great shalom bayis. She's going to do so much for her husband while they're married. So either way, so that's just the opposite. So Tosfos asks, Tosfos Leisha, Vim Tomar. What's going on here? Isn't it Mishum China? Don't you have that? That's why the woman should get it over the Baal Chov? So Rabbeinu Tam answers, first medium line. V'tir Rabbeinu Tam. No, here you give it to the Baal Chov because there's another counter pressure. Ne'ilas Delas Lifnei Lavin. Here we're talking about that you're worried that people aren't going to give loans if they know, if they think that they're not going to pay back, going to get paid back because the women are going to come in first. Earlier, there's no issue of Nilas Delas. Why? Because the guy died. And Misa is not Shchiach. So that's why there's no issue of Nilas Delas there. But here there's an issue of Nilas Delas. We're worried that people aren't going to give loans if we don't give it to the Baal Chov. So therefore, it is, and therefore that's where the Baal Chov wins. Rashi, Kedarko Bakodesh, might even be answering this whole question. Because Rashi just says, the Baal Chov Yavinan, Shlotin Odelas. Shlotin Odelas. That's what Rashi says. Okay, next. Next Gabar. Omer le Rav Papa, le Rav Chama, Vada Damri Sabishbe the Rava. Is it true the following that I heard you say in the name of Rava? Hi, man, Damaske Be Zuze. Vesle Arava Asaba, and a person is owes money, and he has a piece of land. And the Baal Chov comes and now says, you know, pay me back. The Amar le Zil Shkol Me'ara, and the Lova says, here, go take a piece of land. Amrinan le, we tell the Lova, Zil Zavanan, no, Lova, you go sell the land. The Icy Havland, then bring him money. Is that true that you said that in the name of Rava? Amar le Lo, no, I know what you're talking about. I never said that in the name of Rava. So what did you say? You said something to that effect. What did you say in the name of Rava? What was that case? Amar le, that case was a case where the Loved denied having money. He said the money in his property, oh, this is a guy's money. This is not my money. So he was playing games with us. So in that case, who was a Shloka Hogan? Really, the Loved does not have to sell the property in order to go pay back the Malvah. It's not the Loved's responsibility. But in that case, the Loved was playing games with the Bezdin. So he was acting up. So we acted up with him. And therefore, don't bring me any rice from that case. That was a special case. The Ritva says, you see from here, that whenever Bezdin thinks somebody is playing around with them, where's this Ritva? The Ritva, does it sound any different? I'm standing up today for the first time. I don't know. V'shamina mina, tekoman de'ovit shum ha'arama, la'havriach nechasim ibalchovo. You see from here that anytime somebody does a ha'arama to prevent the balchov from getting the chasim, she'yesh lo Bezdin la'asosimo shum chomer, chutz benadin. Right, so the Ritva says, Bezdin is allowed to deal difficultly in a difficult manner with a person who is dealing in a difficult manner with them. Period. The Ritva also deals with, is a person believed to say money in his Rishus is on his own? Don't we assume that everything in your Rishus is yours? The opposite way. If it's in your Rishus, it has to be yours, even if you say it's not yours. So the Ritva deals with that. When do we trust a person to say that something in his possession is not his? Period. Okay. Again, as you can get the feel, there's a lot on every line on the in Perek HaKosev. There's a lot to talk about. We're trying to touch on a couple of the topics, but again, the ninth Perek in Ksubis is jam packed. Next, Amar Le Rav Kahana L'Rav Papa, six lines up. L'didach da'amrit priyas balchov mitzvah. Rav Kahana says to Rav Papa, according to you, who hold paying back a loan is a mitzvah, It's not just a chov, not just a nice thing to do, but it's a mitzvah. What happens if a person says, I'm not interested in doing the mitzvah? Meaning, I don't want to pay back. Do we take it into our own hands? Let's just read it, and then we'll talk about it. On my life, Rav Papa says, yes, Tanina, we learned in a brisa. When do we have didim d'oraisa of punishments of 39 lashes or other types of punishments by mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, aval b'mitzvahs sa'aseh, but by positive commandments, kagon she'omrim lo asei sukkah ve'eino oseh lulav ve'eino oseh, if a person refuses to build a sukkah, refuses to make a lulav, unusual term, I see a sukkah, you can understand, maybe it's a special hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. We discussed the nitziv in the past, the last she'iltos, that there's a special din of that hechsher mitzvah of asiyas sukkah, but asiyas lulav. Okay, either way, he refuses to do a mitzvah asay, makin oso agitatei nafsho. We hit him until agitatei nafsho. Is it adva ad bechlal, adva lo ad bechlal? This is a din d'rabanan, so we seem to be more chomer by dinim d'rabanan, but the Beforshim explained, because here it's preventative. It's preventative. So when somebody did a losa say already, okay, there's a certain punishment that you give as a punishment. But here, Bezdin has the right to try to get somebody to do a mitzvah. And there's a big discussion in the Rishonim how parallel these malchus are to the Daraisa ones, the Rashba, the Tshuva, where you give it in 13 increments, like 39, also just like the Daraisa. But either way, this is the halacha of kofin al mitzvah saseh. Yeah. If the loan is more than 20% of the loan is a chasim. If somebody's potter, he has the halacha status of an ani. Look at that. Oh, but 20% what? Because hamavazbe is like vazbe yosebe chomesh. So that might be a little different here. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
How does this rule fit with the mitzvah of
hochacha? How does this rule fit with the mitzvah of
hochacha? Right, which that implies they don't
beat up the head. Hochacha, maybe that'll relate to the ksos and the nesivis. Well, I was going to do that after. We'll do it right now because you asked. There's a discussion in the ksos and the nesivis. The Nesivis, in Simin Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, says that this concept of Kofon HaMitzvah Zaseh applies to individuals as well. Not just Bezdin. Says the Nesivis, Nir Lani Yez Daiti, Tekivin the Dami Lasi Sukhavei Na'oseh, Kofon HaSol HaKayim HaMitzvah, Kol Adam Mitzuvah LaHavish Chavir Be'Isser, Afilu Mishena Bechlal Bezdin. Kidem Mucha Bavakama, he quotes cases of an Eved, but says the Nesivis, it applies to even to individuals. Says the Ksos, not in the Ksos, in the Meshoviv Nesivis, in his, he wrote the Ksos, and then the Nesivis wrote the Nesivis, and then he wrote the Meshoviv Nesivis, countering, arguing with the Nesivis. And the Meshoviv Nesivis over there in Simon Gimel, the Ksos says, that's not true. It's a special din in Bezdin. You can go around and bop people on the head because they're not doing a mitzvah. It's a specific, when could you do that? To prevent them from doing Isurim. Well, hafrisho me isuro, then you're allowed to jump on somebody in the marketplace, the Gemara says, and rip off their clothes if they're wearing shanas. Right? So that's Daraisa, the Rabbanan. Okay, not for now. But either we discussed that in Mesechas Brachas. But it says that the Ksos, that's by Losa says. You can prevent somebody from doing Losa say. If somebody's not doing a mitzvah, an individual has the right to be ko for them, even in a time when, you know, we have a Bezdin and we have a Sanhedrin and there's a Mises Bezdin. So that's not true, says the Ksos. Machlokas Ksos and the Nesivis, whether Kofon HaMitzvah Aseh applies to individuals or not. Machlokas and Simin Gimel. So according to the Ksos, you have a good answer. According to the Ksos, you would say that by an individual, you only have Los Aseh. By Aseh, you have Mitzvah Tochacha. That's it. Nothing more than Tochacha. Try to prevent. According to the Nesivis, you have a Kasha. According to the Nesivis, if individuals could even do this, Kofon HaMitzvah Aseh, so is that maybe it's included in the Mitzvah of Tochacha? That's not Tochacha. The halacha of Tochacha is if you know he's not going to listen, you don't have to do it anymore. But you're right, you have to work it out. Yeah.
Whether a
yachid can go over to somebody else and give him kofin, I'll miss as I say.
And so the Rashi, I don't
understand the Rashi. The yesh biyado, where are you? Which Rashi? Top of Amid Beis. Kolim Shabbal, wait, no, but that's relating to what I said before, and that is, when it comes to assays, it's preventative. Right. So that's why you're allowed to even go maybe more than by the daraisas, which are afterwards just giving punishments. What is the mitzvah assay of paying back a loan? What's the mitzvah assay? So at least three sheets in the Rishonim. Rashi here says on the bottom, Hin Tzedek. That's the pasuk. She Hin Shalchat Tzedek, V'Lav Shalchat Tzedek. Your scales have to be balanced and have to be true. Hin Shalchat Tzedek and V'Lav Shalchat Tzedek. That's the Rashi. That's that pasuk. The Ritva quotes a different pasuk. The Ritva quotes from Bali Tosfos, I think. Re V'Ha'isha Sheratono Shebo Yotzi Alech Levarachutza. Somebody lends you money and they give you a mashkon, so you gotta bring the mashkon out. If you borrow his pajamas, you gotta bring out his pajamas before nighttime. If you borrow his clothes, you gotta bring it out before daytime. That's a mitzvah. That's related to a mitzvah in the context of lending money. The Radvaz might say what you might have thought the answer was. The Radvaz, and according to Mordechai here too, the Radvaz and the Tshuva, Beis Tuf Resh Yud. You know what the pasuk is? Beheshev Zagzela, Lo Sigzol. Says the Radvaz. It says, Beishav is Zagzela, or Asher Gazel, or Oshak, or Oshak, or Bikadr, or Hufkar, or Zagzela, or Avad. All of those are included in the mitzvah d'oraisa. Hishvizal halval shar dvarim. V'chiyehichidavi mitzvah zaseila hashav zagzela hu adin l'chol aniskar. Those have to be you. You did an aveira, now you're returning it. Either way, that the Radvaz says that's the mitzvah asay of returning something that was lost. Yeah.
I don't understand the shakur kai. It's a fundamental principle. If you allowed Laban to do that, there would be no greater impediment to have people lend money.
If you allow the Laban to do that. I'm saying we assume, what was the whole Shlotino Delos? We assume that for various reasons, I might not get paid back. Because there might be Shemitah.
that comes along and ruins it. There might be a woman that needs it. So those are cases where Chazal could be misakin, we're worried shlo tinol delas. But in a regular case, I assume that somebody's going to pay me back without any other reasons. I mean, that's the nature of money. I lend you money, you're going to pay me back. So if there's another reason specifically that Chazal can be misakin against, they do that. But here, we're just saying if he says no for whatever reason. So he's doing an Aveira. We're not choshes, he's probably going to do an Aveira. So if he's not going to do an Aveira, you know, so in the other cases where the Shlotino Delas, there's a good reason why they're not going to pay back. Shmito, there's another person getting collected. But here, we don't have to be choshes for Avaryan. There's one other Hara here. Two other Haras, actually. Rosham Sian and Balacha says, 1 minute. What's going on here? The whole discussion requires beer. Asay Sukkah. We're going to force him because he's not building a sukkah. What are we talking about? Nobody has to build their own sukkah. You can sit in your friend's sukkah. Sit in your friend's sukkah. So when are we talking? We're talking about before Yontif, there's no chiyuv yet. There's no chiyuv to sit in the sukkah yet. So it must be on Yontif. So we're talking about on Yontif. So what must be the case talking about? The guy's refusing to go into your sukkah? You're not allowed to be manish on Yontif. We had that. We discussed that a few months ago. You're not allowed to give onshin on Yontif. So what do you mean kofin? You can't do kfiya on Shabbos and Yontif. The Rambam has a separate. What's the case here? What's the case that you're forcing him to? If it's before Yantif, you know, he's not violating anything yet. Asay Sukkah. Asay, what are you talking about? So it must be, talking about a case where it is Chalamoid. It's Chalamoid, and he is sitting down to a 7-course meal in his house, and there's a Sukkah outside. And he's refusing to go sit in the Sukkah. That's the case. Can't be mamish on Shabbos and Yontif because then there's no onshin on Shabbos and Yontif. There's a separate it. Losasu, right? Losvarish b'chol moshe mosechem. So says the and included in that are all onshin. So that's what he quotes here. V'nirat ha'chamayir b'chol moed b'yoshev beveisav ochus udaso, and he refuses to go into the sukkah. Shear mitzvah nebalacha. Assuming it's nice weather, right? There's a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah. Right. He's right. It's tire. Right on. Ain't Oza. Sounds like it's the Asiya. The problem is, he doesn't have to build his own sukkah. Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, Mezekah Sukkah, you have to have your own sukkah. Lachem by sukkah, we don't paskin that way. Right? So it's Orachian. Okay, there's more to say on this, but maybe we'll come back if we have time afterwards, as we usually don't. Okay. Back to what we discussed earlier. Harezek, this is your get, and it's not going to be yours until after 30 days. Tosva says it's a case where he says me'achshav v'holchem inichdo b'tzid v'shus rabim, and she goes and puts her get in on a sidewalk at tzid v'shus rabim. It's not mamish the street, but it's also not in your yard. It's what's called tzid v'shus rabim. We discussed this back. Nah, like a simta. We discussed this in the third parak a little bit. There's a machlokas, what the status of Tzidim Shazer Rabim is. Mahu. So what's the halacha? If on day 30, this get is in this quasi-rishus, this middle type of rishus. So Amar Lei, Rav Chisda said, Einim Gureshes. It does not work. Why? I mean, the Rav Shmuel. You know it from Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel, Dabri Shavai, Vushu, Svarim, Menachem, Shazer Rabim. Because what did Rav Shmuel say 2 days ago? They said that to explain the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon in our Mishnah, who explained when could people toe-face the Nechasim of somebody who died, when can they grab? Only if it's in Rishus HaRabim. If it's not in Rishus HaRabim, only in Rishus HaRabim can they grab it, because then it is not considered in the Yarshim's Rishus yet. If it's anywhere else, it's already considered in the Yarshim's Rishus. So Rav Nachman, so Rav Chisda says, the Tzidim Rishus HaRabim can Rishus HaRabim damu. So you see, if something's in Rishus HaRabim, it's not connected to the owner. And therefore, here she would not be divorced because the get sitting in a Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, Adarab, but just the opposite. Mugureshes, be the Rav Nachman. We should say she is divorced based on what Rav Nachman said. We had this last week. Here, buy my cow, and the cow will be yours after 30 days from now. Even if on day 30 the cow is sitting in a swamp, it works. My love, Hainu Agam, Hainu Tzidim Shazarabim. Isn't a swamp like the side of the street? They're both, like, not full streets, but they're both not your property. So you should say the garrison does work because it is in a private enough place. So Gemara answers, no, lo, Agam Lachud, Tzidim Shazarabim Lachud. An Agam is more private than Tzidim Shazarabim. And even if an Agam, it would work, Tzidim Shazarabim would not work. That's version number one of the Gemara. Ikad Amre, the other version is just the opposite. Same two sources quoted, but in the opposite order. Amrele Megureshes. Rav Chista answered, she is divorced, Mitzvah Rav Nachman. Based on Rav Nachman in the Agam, see the Mitzvah Rav Agam Dami. Is it decided Mitzvah Rav like an Agam, and therefore she should be divorced? And then they said, back, Adar Rav, no. Eid Megureshes, Mitzvah Rav Shmuel. Rather, she should not be divorced, like Rav Shmuel said, that if only if you're tofes it from Shazarabim does it work. So my love, Hainab Shazarabim, Hainab Tidim Shazarabim. Aye, shouldn't we say that there's no difference between the street and the side of the street? Lo, Shazarabim Lachud, but Tidim Shazarabim Lachud. No, there's a difference. So there's a big difference, Lamaskana. What's the Maskana? It works or it doesn't work. But that are the two versions of the Gemara. Period. Yeah. Right, is there a Tnai in the gap?
I don't know.
Meaning you did the Maisa Kinyan, you're just the Chalos is delayed? But maybe what the when the Chalos occurs, you have to have the, she has to have the get. That's to be a Hemshech of the, has to be a connection. Right? Let's say the get's burned up by then. She's going to be divorced on that day? Maybe not. But that's the discussion. Your Tosfos quotes Me'achshav. It's a discussion whether this is really a case of Me'achshav. Okay, next Mishnah. Mas Nisan. Hamoshiv Esh Ishto Chenvanis. Let's say a man. No, in every marriage, there's always one of the spouses that's in charge of the books, in charge of the checks. It's always one of them. One of them has no idea, and one of them is always very involved. So let's say the man knows that his wife is the one that's in charge of this, and he has no, you know, he can't deal with a checkbook. So the husband makes the wife, the storekeeper, she'll be in charge, the chenvenis. Oh, shemina putrapia, or he appointed her, the wife, as an aputrapia, be the guardian, be in charge of all of my monetary affairs. Says the Gemara, Harezem Mashbia Lakol Zman Sheyirtze. So he is allowed to cause her to swear, meaning to swear that she hasn't taken anything off the side, anytime he wants. The Ran says this applies not only to a wife, it applies to anybody. But if the Chiddush is even to a wife, where you might say she's going to have to swear anyway later on in life before she gets her ksuba, so you might say you can't make her swear. Kamash Malan, you can make her swear here, because she's dealing with the entire business, just like anybody else would be able to swear. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Afilu al Pilcha Valisasa. Rebbe Eliezer has a chiddush, even in on the personal chores that she does in the house, the husband could have her swear that she did not take anything from the personal items. Iboy Lahu. Even before that, Tosis here quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, what's the reason for the Rabbanan? That they don't allow the Tanakama, that they don't swear on the... She's not forced to swear on the personal stuff, because what kind of Shalom Bayis is that, says the Yerushalmi. What kind of Shalom Bayis is that? Tosis quotes it. Emat Omer Kain Ein Shalom Bayis La'olam. The Yerushalmi says, what happens if something is broken? Shavra Kalim. Why? So when she raised, oh, she have to swear that she didn't do it? And of course, that's Shalom Bayis. Right? We see that last week's parsha when Yosef was born. What does Rashi quote? Baruch Hashem. Now I don't have to be blamed for all of this. But that's what Yosef quoted. Rashi quoted last week. But that's Shalom Bayis. Says the Yerushalmi that she's not responsible. And this is what the Rambam quotes in Ishus Perachaf Aleph. If a woman breaks kalim while she's doing the malachas that she's supposed to do, petura. The ein zeh min adim el atakana shem ein ato omer kein ein shalom b'toch habayis la'olam. Elanim says she won't be able to function. So because of shalom bayis, says the Rambam, it's ein min adim. Interesting, Ravid, we don't have time to talk about it. The Ravid says no, it's min adim she's pater because it's baal avimo. The husband also has shivudim to the wife. So it's as if the husband is working for the wife also. So that's a patur in Hilchas Shoel. We don't have time to get into it. You can look up that Rambam Ravid in Ishus Chaf Aleph Tes. Continuing. Iboy Lahu, Rabbi Eliezer, I did Gilgal Kamar, O Lechadchila Kamar. Principle of Gilgal Shvua. Gilgal, to roll. What does Gilgal Shvua mean? If I'm obligated in one Shvua. So Beis Din might say, you know what? Swear about this other thing as well. I'll be megalgel shvua. Really, if I only had the second shvua, Beis Din would not be able to make me swear. There's not enough basis to make me swear about part two. But once I'm swearing about part one, Beis Din will say, you know what? Swear about part two also. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Eliezer says that the husband can make his wife swear even about the personal items, so is that only through Gilgal? Once she's swearing on the major, you know, business part, she can swear on that too? Or even independently? Tashma. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, and a brisa, the Chacham say to Rabbi Eliezer, ein adam darim nachash b'kfifa. A snake, a person can't live with a snake in a basket. So e amrit v'yishlam alachad chila shapir. So if Rabbi Eliezer says even independently the husband can make her swear, then this conversation makes sense. They're saying, what are you doing to her? What kind of marriage is this? Ela'i amrit al yidei gilgol manafka lamina. But if it's all based on Gilgal, so what difference does it make? By Gilgal, so what would the Rabbanan be saying to Rabbi Eliezer? So he's not making her do something so extra. So the Gemara says, yes, she is. To Amar Leik. Oh, no, because she's still feeling. Kiva to Katayak to Basrai Kulei Hai. You're so medayik on me. Lo matzina to other badach. I can't live with you. You're megalgal on me. This shvua, I can't live with you. So there's no raya from there. Toshma, second try, and this is going to prove it. If a man did not give his wife an exemption, which the next mission is going to talk about, we'll see it tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, if a man did not give his wife an exception, meaning a regular case, that's a Tanakama, that he can make her swear. If she does not have a special financial position in the family, he cannot make her swear. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, even if he didn't give her this position, he can make her swear. Because she's an apotropis, she's a guardian, she does the private stuff, the chores. So you see the same conversation, and it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer is just talking about those independent items. So you see, it's even on a lachachila level, not based on Gilgal. Rabbi Eliezer has a separate shita that he can make her swear about these items separately. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Let's continue tomorrow with many dine shtaris.
I know the chesaron is going to be.